take you to Lagos. It's Water of Lagos right here.
What's up?
Stretch.
I said it today.
Stretch to life.
Yes.
Oh my God. We're stretching to life.
Is this still about the intro?
I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, you understand. Good morning, Lagos. 12 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Are you ready for Lagos's best conversation?
Yes! I'm ready.
Good morning, Lagos.
Anyway, someone help. Somebody help.
She said, good morning, Lagos. That's G-E-H. Yes,
can you stretch? Can we come to an agreement that every Thursday we give it a rest so she can refresh?
Okay, we'll do that. Okay.
we are not doing that,
okay.
Obviously.
Okay, let's give it a rest.
A rest.
It's not that hard. When she says it's always very seamless.
Yeah, no, because she's practiced.
But when you do your own, you walk.
No, you're getting it wrong.
It's too early.
I can't help you.
How are you? Good morning. My name is Stretch.
You know who you remind me of?
Joseph.
Don't say it. Don't say
I don't
it.
Want to say it, but he knows.
Say it.
D-Bench.
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 Well done.
Well done. Don't forget the cake.
Well done.
My name is Mary Anna Cohn. Always a pleasure to be with these funny man and woman.
Excuse me, please.
Today I'm going to be very serious.
I want to call you guys
try.
A bad name.
Okay.
Then don't call us because it's bad.
No. Call us. Don't just spoil my bad
Comedians.
Name.
They'll call
you. That's a great thing.
I mean, Alawada.
Love it.
Come at me, Alawada.
Love it.
It's a very
Everybody who knows me knows I adore comedians, so yes.
So you adore yourself.
That's why I adore you.
Come on, Stretch.
It's Thursday, guys. It's a day to election day, and I'm sure that you're ready. Go and dust your PVC. Clean it very well and say, in my PVC, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that in 4 years, this is the only time you are powerful because of you.
No, you are powerful in 4 years. This
but
is the most you're the most powerful now.
Okay.
You call the
as
shots.
As I was saying, this is the only time you are powerful.
It's a lie. You are the most powerful.
Okay,
now.
So let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question. When the election finish and they've been sworn in, what is the power of your PVC?
No, you said you are. You didn't say the PVC is powerful.
We are talking about PVC and voting. So after this election time, you have already made your decision.
I mean, what makes the PVC powerful is you using it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So the only time you can use it is now.
Yes, but right after now, you still have a right. As a citizen of the Federal Republic, you have the right to hold the feet of the people you voted into power to the fire. Whether they listen to you or not, it is your duty. You can't say, because they don't listen to us, we'll not do this.
Sure.
Stretch, that's a very wrong notion.
That's your business. So
for now, throw away that issue. Throw it away.
They will call you ace. They will call you ace in your life.
I always
So when before we get to the point where Maria is saying we hold their feet, let us go and vote the right person in. Whoever you think is correct for you for the next 4 years or whatever tenure. Just make up your mind. Don't sit back. It's not an option.
Don't sit on the fence. I've broken our defense.
Don't look.
We don't break our defense.
Don't sit down on any fence. Go and vote. Don't worry. Leave the rest to the rest. Don't bother about it. Tomorrow.
Leave the rest to the rest.
Yes. Just go and vote, please. I'm really saying this from the depth of my heart.
Yes.
Just go and vote.
Just
do
listen
this
to
on
what
Saturday.
The comedian is saying.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They are comedian shaming me.
Don't you love it?
Yeah, profession. You know, if I wanted to be a comedian, I would have chosen where to go to. Right now, yeah, that's the type of English. It's called the
comedic
accent.
English.
I'm speaking. It's different. So right now, what I'm trying to say is that you need to get your act together.
No, we all do. On a serious note, we do have to get our acts together. Don't say, what they do on
25th.
Don't worry. It's payback time. Saturday is payback.
I like
worry.
How you said it. It's payback time.
Don't
worry. Go and do it. Don't worry.
Come up to your numbers.
Down. Yeah. Baby, calm down. Just go and
calm
vote.
Down.
And please, don't vote and go home. We have to stay there. Everybody will stay there. Like I always say, bring umbrella, bring chair, bring mat, anything you need to bring, bring.
Yes, don't wear your most expensive wig. We ask something.
Come as you are. You know how the Lord Jesus says, yes. Come as you is.
As I long mean, as I'm. Your thumb is, your finger is with you.
Mm-hmm. So the Lord Jesus Christ speaking bad English.
No, it's me. It's the bad English is me.
So be there. Mm. Don't worry. I know people are thinking different things. And all the campaigns, you know what is the campaign. You know the one that is touching you. You have made up your mind.
Yeah.
You know who you want to vote.
Perish that idea that you don't want to come and vote. Oh, perish it.
Perish it.
If I'm talking, do you know what's singing in my mind? Politicians are not singing. They say your PVC, they put me in my heart for a lockdown. For a lockdown. Go and use it tomorrow.
Go and use your PVC day after tomorrow on Saturday.
All right, welcome to the show, guys. We always have to start the show like this because it's very important. And I mean, we can talk and laugh and make fun all day. If we don't talk about this, then we've not done justice to you and to us and to our profession. So it's our job to remind you that Saturday, the 18th of March, is one of the most important days in our lives. Forget about the drama of 25th. That one, you see, is a pending matter. But
yes, ma'am.
Saturday, we put
the
it to
new
bed.
Matter. We put it, go on,
we
go.
Put it to bed. Go. You understand me?
It's quite important.
My name is Mary Ann Okun, by the way.
She has said her name, by the way, many times. So
he's Stretch.
I will not tell you that my name is Stretch and she's not cross-fertilization. Nobody should call her that. She is just feta.
And very feta. Well, good morning. From now till 12 o'clock, we're promising that we're going to make sure that your day is fun. Because you see, Sheriff has come with all the strong
Nigeria, they just a problem in this country.
For fire,
really.
Strong
Audrey. Uncle Jimmy has come to reduce the pour some water on it and dilute it.
But we take it off.
We take it to the left. To the right. To the left. To the front.
Come on.
To the left.
Yes, we bring some fun and engagement to you from now till 10 o'clock. So let's start off with Sound Off. Right after Sound Off, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back here with our musings. And on the 11 o'clock hour, our gorgeous lawyer girl will be here to talk about property management and how to buy property from families. Yes, you know, you say, I won't buy one family land for that while at junction.
They say, beware of Larry Waju.
We'll be right back.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, this is Sound Off. We're going to have a very short Sound Off this morning. I think I'm most disturbed by the fact that we have taken politics a bit too far in this country, especially in Lagos. And I'm calling out everybody in Lagos. Yes, everybody in Lagos, including me, you, Stretch, Feta. How do we go from trying to make Nigeria great to sending a child home because they have a sticker of a political party on their school bag? It's not that he's wearing the political party's uniform to school. It's not that he changed anything about his uniform.
It's not like this person can even vote.
It's not that they even have a say in anything. It's not like,
say what you just
it's not
said.
Like the kids in that school have a right to vote.
I just said we can't say what you can't say because who knows?
No child is below the age of 18.
I mean,
No, sir. It doesn't make sense. It's very disturbing that schools and teachers who are supposed to teach us the importance of civic education and tell us how we should act. These are the people who are breaking ranks and sending a child home because they have a sticker of a political party, whatever political party it is. Why is it a problem? Why are we majoring on the man? Is this not why we're where we are as a country? Do we stop to even think? And I must say, shame onto that teacher and that school and whoever the head teacher was who appended their signature to that silly note. I'm embarrassed for you.
when they're selling, when they sell, the politicians will do anything to get elected. And if you think I'm not making any case for any politician, the end in this case is to get elected. Whatever they sell to you and you buy, they're throwing the ethnic card, they're throwing religion, they're throwing anything at you. It's for the vote. And if you buy it, and like Mariana said, you look away from your basic responsibility to take care of those children, and you bring the politics in your head, you bring the tribalism, you bring everything into it, and you come down on a minor, a child who's less than 18, who can't even vote, who, because of a sticker, because you feel your sensibilities have been offended, you send that kid home and you sign to it. And you send, I hear it's been investigated. I
mean, how does that person sleep at night? I mean, where is your morality? Because I'm thinking, as a teacher, you're supposed to point children in the right direction. What direction are you pointing this child to now?
That's so much for inculcating values, because, I mean, you know what they say about whatever the child internalizes from 0 to 6 years. So that child is in your care now for you to teach them lifelong values. But you have succeeded in telling that child that a particular party should be preferred to another.
Or your punishment is because
your parents
don't know what to do. I don't understand what that means.
I tell you what, I've tried to play this in my head over and over to understand, you know, the rationale behind it, but it doesn't make sense. It's the level of pettiness that we have in this country. And I must say again, loudly, shame on that school. Shame on the head teacher. You don't deserve that job. Shame. Shame. And shame on whoever is a parent that would not give a nod to what that school did. Should politics creep into these kinds of places? So nothing is sacred anymore? Not even the houses of worship?
Yeah. You find them endorsing a house of worship, coming to endorse it. Come on, guys.
Are you dragging kids into this thing?
Come on, people.
It's not even worth it, guys. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. We gotta go. That sound off. I'll take you to Lagos. Minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Before we go into our legal discussions, let's talk about something. Workplace drama. So somebody posted on Twitter asking a very serious question, saying, how do you react to a superior colleague who is romantically interested in you without being rude? In other words, how do you let them down easy? Remember one time we talked about, you know, taking a sick day off, going on a first date, on a blind date, only to discover that the blind date is your boss.
How do I romantically? Ask it again.
How do you reject?
No, did you say reject?
Yes. How do you reject a superior colleague?
About to accept.
No. How do you reject a superior colleague who is romantically interested in you without being rude? In other words, they're toasting you, male or female. How do you nicely? So, because again, you know your job is on the line. If it's a superior colleague, might not be your boss, but somebody who's higher than you in your place of work.
So I think the best way is to post.
To post what?
Yeah, to be
Posting him.
Yes, to be posting
him or her.
That's posting her. Let me, as a guy now. So to post with looking, respect. Let it look like something is gonna happen.
So you're acting like you're interested. You're giving them the amber light, not green light.
Yes, going on, like pushing it ahead. And when it gets to
the person gets tired.
Yeah, the person. Then the person no, not necessarily.
There are people that don't get tired.
They will get tired.
It can become annoying, you know.
No, the person keeps you keep going on, and then, you know, like you're not saying no, because as you're collecting salary, you'll be saying, thank God, 1 month gone. you can't really come out and say, I'm not doing. Excuse me, sir. No, excuse me, ma. What's all this?
No, I'll just say, I'm sorry, that's inappropriate.
Yay! Hey! Unemployment market to welcome you.
Do you not know that there are rules and regulations?
Hey,
sir,
are you joking? I'm sorry, sir, with due respect, sir. That is so wrong.
Due respect. Hey, you know that in Nigeria, when someone tells you with due respect,
he's about to insult you.
I'm about to say,
Okay, so anyway. You said so, Maria, it's me you are telling that with due respect.
No, sir, I'm just saying nicely, okay. Kindly.
Okay. Find out why he wants to be with you and start to do the opposite.
Okay.
Maybe.
Find out how he wants to be with you.
Yeah, that's
how you
going to
find out.
Just find out.
Sometimes,
I'm a
most of the time.
Girl. Let me stop doing my makeup to the office and looking very.
Even if you like, we are drum.
I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying, that there are people that are relentless.
So, what I'll do is, when if it's a woman that she's above me, that I will listen. Mm-hmm. I will give compliments. I'll say, wow. And actually, I too have been looking at you that.
Stretch. You're digging yourself in a hole that you cannot come out
you
of.
You don't want to do that.
I've been looking at you, Daria, but see, the gem likes me too. I don't know what to do.
And then they have a meeting.
The GM is her boss.
And then they have a meeting. And like,
no, they won't have it. They won't have a meeting. GM cannot come out and say that we are dating. I like it.
So,
let me tell you. Hey. I don't know if you should leave me alone. Let me say, how do you? So I'll tell you that the GM too. Well, the GM is in. I don't know. She spoke to you too, but I don't know. Let me think about this. No, just chill. So her boss is after me.
It's the way I'm even listening
it's
to you.
It's murky
like,
waters.
Murky water. That women own is worse than men own.
Wow.
He even.
Wow.
Women own.
Me, I'll just start to cry.
You start to cry.
No. I don't think women's own is worse than men's own. So you're telling me that if I'm toasting you, I'm your boss, that mine is bad.
No, they're more resilient. I'm talking, they're pettier too. They are pettier.
Pettier, yes.
No, so what I'm saying, their own is more, is the whole package. They're more, and if you say no, and if it's okay, all right, no problem.
May God not allow us to find ourselves in this situation.
I'm really just thinking, I'm trying to go through everything.
Girl, I can't come up.
The only thing I feel like I can do is just be crying with mucus everywhere. Like, what? Leave my office.
So come on, clean your nose. Oh, yeah, come. What's making you cry now? Am I your juju? Come on, will you leave this?
I will cry so much. I will
see you after closing. Come, let me take you home. Nonsense game. Yeah, bye.
You guys are not even looking for a solution.
I mean, it's Lagos's conversation, not ours.
Hey, I'm not. For the first time, I have no idea what I would do.
I will set the person up and tell
her.
Is it
that I will go and change how I dress? I can't.
Come to work with your mouth smelling and go and greet you.
Second, what are you eating? Come on, let me buy you toothpaste.
Hey, good. Relentless. That's actually the word, relentless. Because no matter what you do, say, but you used to dress so nice. What happened?
This is my true color.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We're asking you, how would you reject a senior or superior colleague who's making romantic advancements or gestures towards you without being rude? Don't forget, underline, without being rude. Don't be like Marianne. Say, excuse you? What are you talking about?
Whatever you say, please add, sir. Please, sir. Yes. Kindly, sir.
Excuse me, sir. I think that's highly, highly inappropriate.
I say you're speaking English. Yeah.
Come on, we've got messages. Can I read this one before
please,
we take calls?
Please.
This guy says, it is easy to get off from office entanglement now. As a girl, all you need to do is when your boss man is flirting the office, just do mommy water eye vibe and spin 3 times in his front. Then
you
say sorry, sir. Then
have you met Stretch? Have you met Stretch?
I don't understand. What has Stretch got to do with this?
Let me address this. If it is me, I do that thing for. So it is when I toast you became baby water. I will show you a puppy water.
So we have seen that skin before. I think I beg.
No, only if you make it look very real. So that's the thing. You guys don't know how to. Do you know the soundtrack that you can use when you're doing something like that?
I beg.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? Sir, can I remain anonymous?
Yes.
Anonymous.
Okay, so first of all, I'd like to say I've never really enjoyed WhatsApp Lagos like I do with you guys, so kudos.
Then why are you anonymous? I would have asked for your blood group.
Come, shut up there.
No, don't ask for my blood group.
Good girl.
Now take your blood group and go.
Okay, so how would I respond to who is on my case and is not letting go? Turn him into a counselor. Tell him, I'm having these issues with my boyfriend. What do you suggest?
your job is gone. I will
fire
you.
Nothing. Mama has seen him for love advice.
She does not even understand that the person will even be loving you and your boyfriend. We even tell you, this is what you should buy for your boyfriend.
I will give you some money. Do this for him.
Take him to dinner or cook him a nice one at home.
Take 20k and give him this one and tell me how it is.
This thing is looking like prayer is the master key.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Apologies
for yesterday from my heart.
You see?
Lakoboko.
Okay.
Yeah, apologies. Thank you. For the first date of my junior boss, I will first of all feign F-E-I-G-N, feign painting. After feigning fainting, I will not request for wukwobi or kuruka fish or catfish and one bottle of polluted.
That's so not a problem. Your boss will give it to you.
So after my boss give me, so I will take her on history. I'm from 1900 or from 1500 when they bought Queen Elizabeth. So after that one, she go tired. So she will invite me again. Now I will not request for both me. Boy,
they
tried in microwave, garnished with the English fresh pepper, and
you never see anything. They will give you everything. Koboko, you will lose the job.
So that she will leave me.
As she leave you, walk safe, go leave
my
you.
My highlight is Fein, F-E-I-G-N.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? What's happening in your background, sir? Hello, good morning. Okpayemi, can you hear me? Hello? Okpayemi, please call me back. Okpayemi is trying to call us via Skype. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
All right. Well, turn off your radio and call us back. We'll go for a quick break. When we return, it's your What's Up, Lagos. We're going to court.
No.
This is not good.
Let me tell you something.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a grouse now. No. And our lawyer is coming in. We have called our lawyer.
Wait.
Sheriff Quadri.
Sheriff? Oh, I can't. Mr. Sheriff Quadri.
What are you afraid of? We have your yard backing. Come off it.
No. Let me tell you something.
Come off it.
This is going to be, this is going to be a legal case above all legal cases. We are taking. Two sands.
Yes.
And one sand.
No. I've added.
Please,
I've
not
added seven.
I was
more.
The one doing.
No, seven more. I've added seven more. We have more sands.
The case is.
We can bring beach sand.
Let me shut up now.
Sir, I was wondering.
How many?
I stand for always.
For the fact that Sheriff took us to public space. Elon Musk, you didn't tell us the.
He wrote about light bells. Sheriff Quadri, I'm coming for you.
He actually said,
I will drink water now.
Yeah. Why are we even laughing? Excuse me, Sheriff. I'm going to speak in Queen's English.
Try.
I'm in the running for.
What did he do?
Prime Minister.
Tell them what he did now.
Because they will not understand
went
now.
On social media, yes. Wrote libelous things against me and my crew members.
Yeah. Slanderous things.
You're saying that no radio show should allow us to be on air.
Thereby removing our livelihood.
Yes. You want us to suffer?
You want me to starve?
And you are making false allegations against us.
Against two people.
Three
people.
I was the one adding sir because they don't need to put sir.
Sheriff.
And sir.
We will meet in court.
The line is drawn.
We will meet in court.
Please, sir, let's meet in court, sir.
This is a battle between Moin Crossfire and What's Up Lagos. Yeah. We're gonna deal with you.
Yeah.
That's our own sound off on this segment.
But I see jail term.
My dear.
I see jail term.
The person that says, sir, we bring beans for you.
Yes, and I see and I see financial compensation.
Because this is a libelous case.
I will bring the beans, but I will strong
our
my face.
Settlement will be in foreign exchange.
Yeah.
So, Sheriff. You are warned.
Let's go back. There's no time, sir. To even continue.
I thought it was the one that came into the studio.
He can't come, yes?
Jessica.
He knows what he has done.
Yes.
He's been avoiding us.
We will deal with
Sheriff Quadri, we're calling you out.
But we'll follow legal means.
Yes,
we will not take laws into our hands.
We will
not take laws into our hands.
not.
We will not take laws into our hands.
We have the best lawyers, mind you.
Yeah, she looks
really nice.
With all due respect.
She looks really nice.
Yes.
With all due respect,
this girl will be one of our witnesses.
Very nice, yes.
Yes, a very beautiful girl.
Yeah.
With all due respect, I see in court, sir.
With all due respect.
You are such a chicken.
No matter.
Anyway,
chicken is too much.
Anyway, let's move on to other brighter issues.
Nonsense.
Brighter issues.
Anyway, well, we, just in case you're just joining us, we're asking, how do you respectfully turn down a romantic, you know, gesture from a senior colleague without being rude? Because you see, they are trying to toast you, but you want to let them down easy. How do you do it without being rude? Mm-hmm. Do we have messages?
Ah, we have a lot, yo. This person's name is Tony from Ijebu. He says, in this situation, whenever he or she meets you, always miss intentionally.
You will be disgusting him or her.
How do you? Man is how do you even?
How do you conjure the mess?
You be eating beans always.
You'll be on a beans diet.
An egg.
That makes sense.
You put egg on top of the beans.
Is it egg?
Han egg.
The thing is, you come to this show and then you find that you're not the only one that is not normal.
Oh, come on.
Some people have sent messages.
You have joined them.
You have joined them.
There's a pending court case.
Look at what you people have made me. A quiet, simple girl.
Let's go to the phone lines because we have just about 5 minutes. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? The Queen of Sheba.
And my darling, Otolopia.
Yes, I'm here. That is me.
Yeah, if my son did not guide you well, you will use the Otolopia tutorial.
Yeah, have you?
Well,
I don't know what that means, but have you?
There are different ways to kill the rat. Mm. When you look at somebody, you know the behavioral attitude and the eyeball, what she's liking and what she wants. Mm. Then you cannot tell the woman that, I wish this relationship will really work, but I wouldn't want you to enter into problems upon problems upon problems upon problems of spending your hard-earned money. That I am now into a mighty problem by taking money from Alajo or a community money to build your father's house. And they are demanding this money by any means now. So if you come into my status now, you will carry that responsibility. I wouldn't want it like that.
Okay.
Women don't like carry responsibility for men for such a big... Responsible. They can buy handkerchief for you, they can buy perfume. When it's not called to spend their hard-earned money, also a man, they will run.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
Speak for yourself.
Marianne spends on me.
Exactly.
Better spends on me.
Yeah, I think you spend what? Excuse? Have you forgotten that other women spend on you for you to spend on me? That's our dynamics.
You not keep quiet here now.
I'm trying to open yourself up. I'm trying to save
everybody. Our relationship is
an open relationship. We've not finished building it. It has no door and window.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? sorry. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello. Somebody who?
It's in a romantic relationship.
You just call us and just be waiting and be doing...
Yes.
Be breathing.
Inside the...
It's something they call it. I'll Google it now and tell you guys. Just hold on.
Please read message. This girl, something's wrong with you.
Okay. this one says, in this situation... Okay, I think I already read that one. This one says, stretch at ifeta. This your question, no be issue now. Kola nuts don't grow already from where we won't plant them. Be that now. There will be a raise in my pay safe. I be the wine mini. Good morning.
excuse me. I want to. Another libelous post has been posted. Sheriff Kwadu, you are trying me. No, he said, go to court, period. We see you in court.
Oh, wait.
So you have the temerity.
Sorry. Oh, sir. Oh. No, calm down.
When you get like this, don't break.
Down.
Hey.
Unless, see, Sheriff, you will win this case. The only reason, the only way you can win this case is unless that your IREV Your IREV. Come with your IREV.
Why are you vibrating like this?
It's only in your IREV.
Sherry.
IREV.
The battle line is drawn.
It's drawn.
I'm going to see you outside. Don't let me see you outside this corridor.
No, even outside, we can see him outside. But see, we will see him.
No, I have a restraining order against him.
Oh, no, no.
Not be near me.
Where did you get
since
the
when?
Order?
I got it issued by Lagos Police Command. You don't know me. You don't know who I am in this country.
If you don't know me. Do you know who you are yourself?
I don't know me.
Oh, God.
Well, we will show this guy, eh?
Sheriff.
We will show you,
we
sir.
We will show you.
I will show you what how they deal with libelous people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just come with your IRF.
Yes.
Let's take WhatsApp messages.
Mm-hmm. Okay, take IRF. Oh, sorry, WhatsApp messages.
It's happening. I don't understand. Done. Okay, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Fingers in my nose every minute.
I will bust
out. Take out your hand from your nose. Why are you always picking your nose, sir?
Oh, nice. On this Sheriff Libelius case, yes. Oh, I wish them carry on a 3 go morning crossfire and make sure you do what's up, Lagos. I'm on
that will be part of his community, community service.
Yes.
He must make Lagos laugh.
Yes.
If he cannot, we sack him.
Yes.
Yes.
Jide from Magboro says, once she starts throwing her pass at me, I will wait for the perfect time for us to be together again, and then I'll start crying. She's definitely going to ask what the matter is, and I'll tell her. I don't know what's wrong with me. Each time I sleep with someone, they don't wake up the next day. Please advise me. I know you care.
This guy is a cat.
Let's read one more message. We have to go on a break.
Just create a habit of constantly pretending to be scratching your behind and be putting the hand to your nose immediately after.
Ew.
From Kano.
That's
God,
the height of
gross.
Disgusting.
I don't know what to say at this point in time.
Ew.
But I think I probably will do it. I've said it to that. Is that you cry or just come to your office looking anyhow?
I tell you what, some people might even like the anyhow that you look.
May I put two fingers in my two nostrils and be talking?
Oh my God.
It's against the values of the company. You may not take your leave.
They say, you want to fire me? Look, I'll do only one finger.
Okay, guys, we have to go for a break. On the other side of the clock, we'll be talking about legal matters. And Olamide Onifade is going to be joining us in a few minutes. And then we'll be talking about buying family. Now, according to Stretch, beware of my oldest son. Don't buy this land. This land is not for sale. It's still What's Up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We will be right back. It's 6 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. So What's Up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Ann Okon.
I'm Stretch.
I'm Feta.
And Olamide has joined us in the studio. Olamide Onifade is a family lawyer and she's also a real estate lawyer. So good to have you join us in the studio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I've missed you for 2 weeks.
Honestly.
When does she do the shout? Because I'm waiting for that one.
Are you ready? Are you ready? 1, 2, go. What's up?
That's what
we
turned a lawyer into.
I thought you were going to skip it for me.
That is how you become a member of the family.
I'm telling you.
This is what Sheriff will be doing for the rest of his life. It's a promise.
How?
Why?
Don't worry, let's
he's
not bring that.
Let's not bring
he's
because
married
yeah,
to me for the rest of
we
his
will,
life.
We will talk to our lawyers after now.
Yes.
Yes. In the meantime, Olamide, we're talking about property and how to buy a family-owned property.
Mm-hmm.
But most land that you know about or we see, most half the time is owned by families. You hear it's a family land or blah, blah, blah. But now, I mean, these days we now have real estate companies who buy massive land. And
from
now
them and already.
Now, yes.
So that's why a lot of people prefer to buy from the real estate companies.
Mm.
However, there are still people who prefer to buy directly from family owned land. And it's not even just the communal land alone that you're talking about. You can want to buy a family property from private individuals. So how does a property become a family property? If Stretch has 4 children and he bequeaths probably 1,000 square meters of land to them, the moment he dies, that land becomes family property.
Oh.
So in that manner too, you can You can want to buy from them. So that's family property. But the communal and this kind of private arrangement is also, the principles are essentially the same. So, so buying from them, you have to, so any property, right, that is labeled family property, whether by devolution from the deceased person or communal land or anything, you must apply breaks. First,
That's the part that everybody's interested in.
You must apply
because we made fun of something. It's something we saw growing up and we still see today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Beware of Olamide, my first daughter.
This land is,
are you serious?
Yes.
This
with
land
a couple.
No,
yes.
I see. Beware of this land is not for sale. Mostly on
they
family property.
They will say, beware of a particular person. They will put the person to me.
I've never. First song.
Is yes. Lie? I've never seen it.
Okay, I've seen it so many times.
Batunde will just change his name quickly.
So we see.
So
stuff
family
like
properties,
that.
I see that a lot. Beware. How do I call it? Because there's always the incidences of one part of the family or
wanting
one branch wanting to sell and outsmart the others.
I lived in Port Harcourt for a couple of years and. And one of the most incessantly discussed, in fact, one of the biggest problems in River State is that one land can be sold 10 times.
Can you imagine?
Even in 10
Lagos,
different people.
In Lagos,
still the problem.
It's ridiculous. So let's talk about that. How does that even work? Especially when this land has already been sold to this person and the person has, I'm sure there's supposed to be a document saying that this property is now yours, signed and delivered.
For the
purpose
of our discussion today, it's out of the discourse.
Mm.
It's a separate topic on its own.
Mm.
What you should do when you now buy the property. Now, what we are discussing today is when you want to buy.
When you want to buy, what to consider.
So, yes. So don't worry. Probably we should do that next week.
Yes, please.
What to do when you now buy the property.
Mm.
So that you are not cheated out of your property.
Mm.
A lot of people are lackadaisical about it. They are complacent about it when they buy the property. So that is why these omonilas take advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that you must do that will secure your title.
Okay.
So now I want to buy. I've seen one fine family land next to Stretch's father's compound.
Thank God.
Because Stretch knows the people. He says, okay, I know them. They are my cousins. I want to buy that land because I'm almost certain that, you know, it would be good because Stretch knows somebody in the family.
Okay, to start with, when it comes to land, property acquisition, there are no friends. If Stretch wants to sell me a piece of land as I'm talking to you, I will investigate him all to his teeth.
There's no friendship in this land business.
No way. No way. If a child wants to sell property to the father and the father engages my services, I will deal with that son like he's an, what's it called, an outsider.
Oh, a suspect.
And why is that? The issue is, while Stretch might think he has title, good title to the property, his title might be defective from his predecessor in title. So subsequent sale does not cure the defect in title. We are going to do another topic on title.
Okay.
Acquisition of title. How you can acquire a good title.
Okay.
And what it means. What title means. A lot of people don't understand what title means.
I'm sure after this year you give certificates for law certificate for at least.
Yes, because
I'm getting to learn a lot different things I never actually knew
about land or acquisition and all of that.
So, anything family property, public communal property or family property, there's nothing like individual ownership.
Okay.
It's not exclusive to anyone. It is owned jointly. So one single person cannot transfer title.
Okay, if it is will to, like someone dies and has four of us as children.
Yes.
And I have mine, she has hers. I mean,
just like that.
We've
there are several properties, so I think everybody has
on the same plot.
If someone, we have the same father, there's a big, he has an acre.
Yes.
And he says, this plot for Marianne, this plot for Lamini, this plot for
Yeah, hold on. If you remember, when we were talking about joint property, if you can remember, I said there are two ways to own property.
Okay.
It's either you own it as tenants in common or as joint owners. Okay. Now, it all depends on the words of severance in the will.
Okay.
If the testator states that this 1,000 square meters of land located in Ekpe, I bequeath it to my children, Marianne, Olamide's church, and Feta in equal shares.
Okay.
Then that means that they are now, how do I call it? Tenants in common. No.
Tenants in common.
So each person has his own divisible portion of the land.
Okay.
So what they are now supposed to do is to physically partition the property.
Oh.
And give each and every one their deed of partition.
Oh, I see.
So you can do with it whatever you please at that time.
Yes.
It's no longer family land.
Thank you. Mm. It's now an individual land.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
But if the father says, I bequeath it to all four of them jointly, then no one person owns it.
And take a decision.
Oh.
Yes. It belongs to all four of them. If those children don't sell that property during their lifetime, and it goes to the second generation, then they start to have branches. So that's where the family branch will now come in.
Okay.
Now, when you want to buy family land, the first person you should be talking to is the family head. The Olori Ebi. It is very, very important. As a matter of fact, the Olori Ebi is the most important individual when it comes to buying family land.
Okay.
So they take you to any property. You like the property. The first question you should be asking is,
who is the family head?
Yes. And you must make sure that you are talking. They take you to
the appropriate
authentic family head. Now, the family head in conjunction with the principal members of the family can sell the land. They are the ones that can sell the land. So how do you choose principal members of the family? They are now the people nominated from each branch to represent their interest. So take, for instance, Stretch owns the land, bequeathed it to his children, but probably he had five wives.
Okay.
And about 20 children. You know, it's not going to be tidy to deal with 20 children when you want to buy anything from that property, from that family.
True.
So what they do is, in most cases, I don't know of every native land custom, but I know of Yoruba very well that it's always the first son who is the dowdy that assumes the position of the family head.
Sure.
Now, the male, probably the first male of every branch in the family will now be appointed as the principal representative of his own branch. So if the father had the family, the man who created the family, who if he had five wives before he died, then there will be five branches. So one Olurebi will emanate from one of the branches, then the four other branches will have principal representatives. Do you guys understand? So now they can now, so all five of them can now agree to sell a property. Do you understand?
So what documents do they all have?
Yeah.
Now, there are two ways you can own property in Nigeria, in Lagos or wherever. It can either be a communal land or allocation from the government. So if you are located, if that man was allocated the land, then you have his letter of allocation, then definitely he should have done a C of O, certificate of occupancy. So that's part of, that's his root of title.
Okay.
But pre-1978, a lot of families, landowning families, they had their own, their own land. And the 1970, that's the Land Use Act, did not extinguish their rights to their land.
Compared to today?
No, it's not extinguished. What they have is customary right of occupancy.
But what about that phrase that the land government is holding the land in trust for us? Meaning that they have a right to revoke your CFO at any time.
Now, that is where the issue of accession and all of that gazette comes in. When you're buying land from family, landowning families, you have
I'm
to
not
be
doing
very,
this course again.
You have to be very careful. Listen, let me explain. Oh my God.
Hold that.
No. Let me explain excision and gazette. I know you've been hearing about it, especially the developing area of Lagos State and all of that. You want to buy land from these families and they tell you, you ask them, what's the title? They tell you, excision in progress.
Okay.
Have you heard that before?
What does that mean?
They don't have anything.
It is very, very risky for you to buy from such families.
Okay.
Now, what happened in 1978? The Land Use Act gave the governor authority over the land. So he's acting as a trustee for the people. So it is the governor that can say, apportion land. But of course, some families who had their own land prior to that, they converted it to deemed grant for them. However, a lot of them have vast areas of land. And because of development and all of that, government would need some part of it for infrastructural development, for schools, for a lot of things.
Roads and the works, yeah.
So what the government does is, if this family had 100 hectares, the government can take the whole 100 from them. But sometimes the family will now go back to plead with the government to say, okay, we own 100 hectares. Can you release 70 and let the government take 30? Do you understand? So at the time, the government had already taken over this property, but they have now appealed to the government.
So they're not, they've not yet released it yet.
Thank you.
Okay.
So the process of when the government now releases it back to them, part of the land back to them, is called the accession process. So if you now buy that land in the hope
that they will release it,
and this accession process can take 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
No.
It's a long process that entails a lot of processes. So if somebody is selling land to you and saying land accession in progress, I'm telling you, you are not acquiring any title.
So you're building or you're using at your own risk?
At your own risk. At the end of the day, they might release the land to them. And at the end of the day, they might not. If it's a committed land.
It's very complicated.
Yes. Okay, let's go back to family buying, because you were the one that took me to title. I said we are going to discuss title. That one will come under title, gazette, and all of that. What you should be looking at when you now buy the property. So, the family head is the most important person. So, if you are buying anything from any family, you must involve the family head. And the family head must involve the principal representatives. Now, in a situation, so what happens when the family head does not involve the principal representatives? He can sell, right? But it's at the risk of the buyer. Now, what he has transferred is a title, is a good title to you, but it is voidable.
It is voidable
at the instance of any of the principal representatives.
So if they choose
to challenge it in court, then it will be void. That title will be void. But if they sleep on their rights and they don't challenge it for a long time, then it means that that right, they don't have that right anymore. Or probably the Oloriebi now give them part of the money. They shared it.
So they have no voice.
Then they now come around 10 years after to say no. It's not right. Then they've slept on their right. Now, if the Oloriebi sells the family, the land or the family property without the consent of part of the principal representatives, it is also voidable. Now, if the principal representatives sign and sell that property
without the lady,
it is void.
So all parties have to be present.
All parties
append their signatures for it to be good to go.
So how do you determine who the Oloriebi and the family members are?
Tell us.
That is your number one. That is the work of your lawyer. And even you as a person, right? You should do your local intel. When you go to the first is physical inspection of that land. When you now go on the land, there are bound to be locals around, indigenes, if it's developing land, or even if it's an estate, and this land, the property devolved on the children and they now want to sell. In that neighborhood, you will find people who know the history of that property.
True.
There's always one person or two that
willing to talk.
You see all these megads, all these people selling. You might underestimate them,
but they have info.
But trust me, some of them have been there 30 years. They were even prior and privy to when that original owner bought it. They would take you like 2-3 titles back. excuse me. So they are very, very important. You do your local intel. Go on the land, look at it, speak to people around it. They will take you to the original owners.
Mm.
Then, of course, you mustn't go ahead without a lawyer.
Mm. Mm.
So then the lawyer will now investigate who are these people, are the principal representatives all represented.
And you have to be sure. I hope she's the real one.
Thank you.
And not fake.
And not fake. Mm. And that the principal representatives are... In fact, for me, I've done one before that. I had to demand for the minutes of the meeting where they were all appointed.
Mm. Okay.
It's part of the investigation to do.
Hold that thought. We will go for a break. Mm. I will never forget Olori Ebi. I'm coming. When we come back, we're still talking about what you need to consider before acquiring a family property. Olamide Onifade is our family and a real estate lawyer here in the studio, giving us all the facts. Stretch has logged out because he's like, this course is too hard.
It's hard.
But we'll be right back. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info. Stay with us. Two minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. We're still talking about how or what you need to know when you're buying family property. We've been in a classroom. In fact, we had to go on break, drink water, eat biscuits, and then come back because our lecturer today wants to bust our brain. But Olamide, before we went on that break, you were telling us about, you know, the importance of getting to know the people who are in charge of that land. And you talked about the fact that there has to be an Olori
the family head and the principal members of the family.
You talked about something of when we're off the
representative council.
Council, yes. Tell us about that.
So now, because of this fragmentation and all of that, a lot of families who are now educated and all of that, so what they are trying to do now is they now incorporate like a company that sell the land on behalf of the family or a representative council. So they have a meeting where they appoint who and who are supposed to sell on their behalf. So that gives a level of comfort to people who interact with them because of the whatever the decision the representative council make binds every family member. Regardless of if you didn't like the fact that they sold that land or something. You're bound by it. So far, you people have donated the powers to them and they are acting on behalf of the family. So when you see a family with that, yes, it makes it easier. For some family, what they do is power of attorney. They donate powers to their attorneys, probably a member of the family. And however, where there is any power of attorney on behalf of a family, you must ensure that the family head was part of the people that donated the power. They are part of the donees. The donors of that power. If there's any power of attorney and the head of family head is not a donee, then it's void. Anybody who is dealing with you on behalf of the family is that sale is going to be void. Do you understand?
You're making me think twice. Like, I'm sure people who are listening.
No. Let me tell you something. Land is probably the biggest investment you are going to make in your lifetime.
Yeah.
And it is transgenerational.
Sure.
And it's a huge asset. So when you're going into anything land, you have to exercise a lot of restraints and caution. It's not something you buy in a rush. Especially because we are in a developing country. Where there's, you know, the rule of law is a bit, I don't want to say, you know.
It's your constituency.
Delayed. Justice can be delayed. So what you should do is you ensure that you don't even have cause to go to court in the first place. So try and take a lot of caution. When they tell you, you have to buy this land between our next week, there are 10 people on it. Just do your due diligence.
That might just be a...
It's a gimmick in most cases. It's something that you're going to live for generations. And you're committing a very, very, a large sum of money to. I think it's worth the wait.
Yeah.
if that land is not ready to, they are not ready to for you. They are not ready for you to go through all what you're supposed to go through. Then the land is not made for you. Ah. It's not meant for you.
So if they're rushing you, you could tell them that.
No. It's not something you buy in a rush.
Yeah.
There are times, right, that it takes me 2 months to conclude on my due diligence before giving my client the go ahead to buy a piece of land, especially when it's fragmented like this. Mm-hmm. You have to ensure that everybody is on board. I have done a transaction before. The day we were going to pay, all the principal members were there. They brought their IDs. We did videos. We did everything to be sure that you were the one that signed this thing. You can't come around and say, I was not the one that signed. Somebody came to represent me.
Ah.
I take their IDs. Yes. Mm. And we do videos. Because somebody would just come around from the family and say, I'm objecting. Yes, it's very, very difficult buying family land. That is why there are always a lot of issues around family land. They are in court for years. So you have to exercise. Of course, there are a lot of families that would actually sell to you that are very genuine. Mm. But there are also some of them that can be very, very unscrupulous.
Mm.
So you have to be very, very careful when you're dealing in any land matter.
Okay, Lagos, we want to bring you into this conversation. If you have ever found yourself in this situation, how did you get out of it? Are you still in court? Have you bought a property that is embroiled in all kinds of court cases? Or did you buy pay and you were certain that the people who you paid that money to were family members, only to realize?
Or do you just have questions?
You just have questions, mm-hmm. Yes. 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190 and you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. Would like to hear from you. Okay, let's go straight to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, Mary Ann. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Greetings to your guest, Austin, calling from Lagos.
Austin, go ahead. You have a question?
Yeah, I think there is one man in my family that has been eager to sell. But the buyers have been coming, and I'm not happy with the level of the way they want to sell the land. In fact, I'm against it. But going by the lecture I've received from a level lecturer this morning, at least I can be able to tell them to sell this idea to them, so that at the end we won't be at the losing end. Thank you and God bless.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Want to respond?
Honestly, I didn't get the issue. Actually, I know he said somebody wanted to,
the family.
Yes, and he's opposing to it, and he's listening to the lecture. So, what did he take from it? That's the one
that's,
I didn't get.
That's the question we should be asking you. What did you take from it? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Turn off your radio, please.
Morning.
Turn off your radio.
My name is John. I'm calling from Ikeja.
John, go ahead.
Please, I want to get the number of the lady in the program. Can I get her number?
All right. We'll give it to you before the show is over. But I think on her social media, she has the number there where you can text her. You cannot call her, you can only text her. But just keep listening. Yes, keep listening. 0700-993-993-993. We want to take your thoughts and your comments. Join the conversation. We have a message here from Chris.
Yes, he says, buying family land in our clime is fraught with so much dishonesty and wickedness. And that's how Mary Han's people sold a parcel of land, number 4. Target Road, Calabar, for me back in 2000, in the 2000s. And the same family sold the same land to two other persons. They knew what they were doing. Yeah. Family land matters in court can last a lifetime if you choose to use the legal route. As Marianne learns of Oloria being Yoruba, she should know it is a tubum for ethics. Ntufam for quas in Calabar, something
no,
like that.
No, it's
Miriam, you have been called out.
See me, straight bullet.
Miriam's people.
My people. But just
there are some families, right? If you do your intel very well, don't even bother
going to buy. Yes.
That they're notorious. They have a very bad reputation.
Mm.
So don't even bother dealing with them.
Mm.
Because what they will do is one arm of the family will sell to you. And they will go and tell the other aunt that
we are finished.
You
used
to go back and fight with them. That
why? Why do you have
along?
Such energy to, you know, perpetrate all kinds of drama?
Hello?
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hey, sorry about that. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Okay. Cheers to life.
Me.
Okay.
I want to ask about, apart from the real estate, how this agent does that to advertise only to sell land? This is not family now. I want to go. He be seeing the process.
Okay, I think you should listen next week. I'm going to deal with buying from real estate companies. Because a lot of people are also in a mess buying from them.
I like what
so we have to deal with that topic.
I like
buying
what you said.
Real estate
it
component.
Is a big investment.
Yes.
Nobody will tell me you bought land with the money in your back pocket. No matter how rich you are, you actually will.
It's an investment.
It's transgenerational.
Yeah.
It's something you live for generations yet unborn.
Yeah.
So it's worth the wait.
Yeah, actually. Let's go to the phone lines again. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Yeah, hi, doing it too. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Abiola. I'm calling from Ebede.
Go ahead, Abiola.
Yes, I think the major problem is with the traditional institution because every land is traceable to one traditional institution or the other. When I mean traditional institution, there is no land that is free from one chief or one pale or one other's ownership. And I think some of these things have been and around this clique. Okay, let me give you a particular scenario. A friend of mine from Delta State, he bought a land in Lagos and he was working in Warri in one of these oil servicing companies. So he left the land, went back trying to raise money to come back and build. Before he came back, he saw that somebody had started foundation. And the land had been sold to about 5 different persons.
What?
So I quickly advised him on what to do. I said, see, this ballet will not listen to you. I said to shake his foundation. He said, what do I mean? He went to bring some boys who called themselves Aguleri boys. They stationed in the palace place for more than 3 days, telling him if he comes out, they are going to finish him and his family.
That's violent.
So the palace now sued for peace. Yes, he sued for peace and gave other people, I think, land inside a waterlogged, swampy area. He gave to the others, and even the man that had a foundation there, he paid the man whatever he has spent in raising the little foundation and had to give my friend back the property. And that's the only way, because even if you go to court, at least some of us who listened to 99.3 yesterday in Sandra, we heard the case between Lagos State and Mowo people that stayed over 12 years in court. And even after court have given them judgment, even the state refused to pay them. So I think land issues, you have to go the extreme ways to get what belongs to you. That is what I think.
Okay. But What's Up Lagos does not condone violence. We just have to put that out there because
okay, so
he had to resort to threats.
Just quickly, if you look at that ballet, I'm not sure that was the first time he would have done that. That would have been a pattern, and he gets away with it. So if that guy had done his
investigation,
yes, somebody somewhere would have told him, don't go near him, or this is the way to buy when you're dealing with this particular family. So I always do that. The first thing is, once you tell me you are buying from family, like, hey, red flag. I'm always like, I always double my track. Like, okay, which family? Where is this land located? Then we start talking. Then I start engaging the family members, doing my... Sometimes they even abuse you.
Mm-mm.
Of course, because you're asking too much questions, especially the agent. The agents don't like a lot of lawyers because you are like the one slowing down the process. The agents will come to you, oh, I found this, blah, 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 please pay. Once the lawyer comes in and they see you like, okay, take me to the land. And like, lawyer, today, And especially if you now know what you're doing. They just want to get their commission and walk away.
They don't care about the processes.
But for the lawyers, that's what they're concerned. Your integrity is at stake. Let me tell you, let me give you something that happened to me like 5 years ago. There was this land that a family gave to me to sell on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, we didn't sell it for about a year because of how much they were willing to sell. So after a while, they came down and we sold this property. They had a CFO and we sold for X amount of money.
And
we all went our separate ways. One morning, one lawyer just called me and introduced himself and said he was talking to me on behalf of another branch of the family. I said, is there another branch? But they have a CFO and all of that. He said, this matter is not what I'm thinking. Actually, they had gone to the people that we sold to. And most of the time, I still always have relationship with people that we sell to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always have relationship with them. Have you started building? What are you doing? And all that. So those ones called me again to say, a lot of people have come to the land to stop them from erecting their building. They should ended up in the police station. By the time I got there, and the other branch traced their history.
Mm.
I said, I just called my clients. I said, don't even bother. That money that you people took, you better bring it back. Let's reshare it.
Mm-hmm.
So they were expecting me to say, let's go to court. I said, listen, these people have legitimate...
Yes.
How do I call it?
They have grounds.
Grounds. Mm-hmm. And they are a part of this family. And it should have been shared. So they expected me to go to court. And I said, no, I won't go to court. If you like yourselves, if you don't want this matter to linger on and spend money endlessly and all of that, at the end of the day, they'll get justice. Just bring back the money and let us reshare it. Let's divide it. So after a long time, after about 2-3 months, I was able to persuade them. And we did that. So that was how we didn't end up in court. So even your clients too can deceive you.
Wow. Sad, but true.
Yeah.
Okay, Frika here says, hi, the lawyer forgot to add that the power of attorney should be registered. Is it not necessary?
It is necessary. But we're not talking about registration and all of that today. So because I didn't want to start jumping from one topic to the other. Because Stretch here is already overwhelmed. Even both of you are already overwhelmed. That's why I would like to fragment it. But thank you very much for saying that.
All right.
Yeah. It has to be.
Oludari says, please, is there any place in the law that states if you buy land and don't use it in time, you have to repurchase it again?
No. But I know that in Lagos State, if you look at the content of the COO, because we've used that on a tech, that's a technical ground. Myself and my former boss have used that before.
Mm.
And what it says is if you purchase government allocation land, you must build within so X period of time. In that year, it was 2 years.
Wow. If you don't build, you forfeit?
You can forfeit. There was a time Fashola did it. He's Abijo GRA.
Yeah.
A lot of people buy and speculate. And it hinders development.
Mm.
If everybody buys in a certain estate and leaves it for 15 years, how is Lagos going to develop? How is that area going to develop? So it threatens them that if you don't build between so and two, the government's going to forfeit it. And everybody started scampering start building.
A great tactic that probably
even in
works.
Some estates, yes, they say that if you don't build within so period, you then is liable to be forfeited. If not, people will just buy land and they'll be under development in that area.
Actually. Okay, well, we're going to take one more call before we go. We have just about 2 minutes, on the clock. But I'm afraid that we might not even be able to take the call. So let's just wrap it up here.
Okay.
First things first.
Okay, so just to quickly wrap up. In a situation that happens to you, that you buy from the Ulurebi and he didn't carry the other members.
And the cause.
What I always suggest is just renegotiate with them and maybe you pay a stipend or something in additional with the other grumbling part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And in that's what we call ratification.
Mm-hmm.
So you just ratify the sale. So that would take you out of the ambit of the courts.
At least you know that somebody has taken money. His monies have exchanged.
But that ratification is now very, very important. You have to do your fine. Don't go and pay to somebody.
Wrong person again. But well, again, that's the importance of your lawyer, so that you do more digging to
all
make sure.
Thing, the lawyer is getting that gains now.
No, you gain. Yeah. How much are you giving? That's why when people say, I don't have money for a lawyer, I just laugh. Okay.
And also, you should also look.
It's a lot of work.
Look for your broadcaster also to help you.
Oh, okay.
He's how to cash out. That's what she's
thinking
about.
All the conversations, so I will go empty.
How I get is what he's saying.
A broadcaster will follow you to show you where.
Yes, go and broadcast it. We have bought land from so family.
Get it cut. Thank
you. Put an announcement that the family of Marianne and Stretch have sold land to Olamide.
But Olamide is not, this one is not in the law, Abby.
No, you can choose to do that just to be on the safe side.
Because I should be a baby.
It's not illegal, so if you want to do it, it's fine. So far, it's not illegal.
She brings so much.
Oh, yeah, well, let us know. How do we find you on social media? Because you know there's a gentleman who wants your number.
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram as Olamide_lady_lawyer. So if you go on my page, you find my number there. You can send me a WhatsApp message. Then also
_lady_lawyer.
And I am Olamide Onifade on LinkedIn and Twitter.
LinkedIn and Twitter. Okay, but on Instagram, she's Olamide_lady_lawyer. There's a number on her Instagram. Send her a message. Don't try to call
WhatsApp
out. WhatsApp message. Don't
WhatsApp
try to call out.
Yeah, we'll take
please.
The conversation from there.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, this is where we wrap it up on Thursday. Tomorrow, now Friday, we go come with another Wahala.
Okay. Judgment awaits.
Yes, we will come. She's going to be our lawyer. Part of the. Okay,
eventually, when they get into trauma, I'll call me.
Yeah, are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
Sheriff. Anyway, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Eyo, or just search for Mary Angie Cocoon everywhere else. Stretch?
Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter.
You can follow me, Feta Dynamo on Instagram, D_Feta on Twitter.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow. Love you, Lagos. Bye-bye. Yeah, I love you like I love the water.